Welcome to 9-to-5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Intego Security. Learn more at the link in the show notes below. Leading off today, as the first Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro orders arrive to customers, some are wondering what sort of protection options are available for the pricey new accessory. But one little-known detail is that AppleCare Plus coverage for your iPad Pro also extends to your Magic Keyboard. What this means is that if you damage your Magic Keyboard, you can have it replaced under your iPad Pro's AppleCare Plus policy for a service fee of $29. This policy has been in effect for several years, but it's worth pointing out again given the high price of the new Magic Keyboard accessory. But unfortunately, you must add AppleCare Plus to your iPad Pro within 60 days of the original purchase date. Of course, this is a non-issue if you just bought the new 2020 iPad Pro, but the Magic Keyboard is also backwards compatible with the 2018 iPad Pro. So if you bought a new Magic Keyboard for your existing 2018 iPad Pro, and you didn't already have AppleCare Plus, there's no way to add it once you're out of that 60-day window. And unfortunately, this also means that your new Magic Keyboard is left without protection against accidental damage. Perhaps Apple will eventually offer a way to buy AppleCare Plus just for a Magic Keyboard, but for now, this is the only solution. AppleCare Plus for the iPad Pro costs $129 for 2 years of coverage, or you can pay monthly at $6 per month. You can read our full coverage of these details at the link in the show notes below. Next up, we have a small update on the contact tracing API being developed by Google and Apple to help slow the spread of COVID-19. European Commissioner Thierry Breton met with Tim Cook yesterday to discuss the initiative with a specific focus on the privacy implications. But in a press conference after the call, Breton apparently told reporters that Cook told him that the first version of the contact tracing API will be available on April 28th. The original press release from Google and Apple committed to making the technology available in May, but the companies could have prioritized development as many countries are looking to ease lockdown measures next month. The API will be available only to public health organizations, not to every developer. And to go along with the new API, Google Play services on Android will be updated, and Apple will also release an update to iOS. Apple has said it wants to make the technology available to as many people as possible, or at least on every active Apple device that has the necessary Bluetooth hardware. So this implies that Apple will be releasing iOS updates to at least iOS 13 and iOS 12. We're sponsored this week by Intego. We've teamed up with the company to offer 9to5 Mac readers an exclusive 50% off the Intego Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. Intego has been keeping Macs safe since 1997, so it's no surprise that they're one of the leaders in Mac security. Included in the X9 bundle are two crucial tools that you need to keep your Mac safe, secure, and protected from internet threats. The bundle includes Virus Barrier, the world's number one Mac antivirus, which blocks all varieties of adware, spyware, and malware from infecting your Mac. And also NetBarrier, a two-way firewall that not only prevents incoming attacks on your network, it also can alert you when apps on your Mac try to phone home and potentially violate your privacy. Head to the link in the show notes to get 9to5 Mac's Deal of the Month with 50% off Intego's Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. My thanks to Intego for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple is set to release its first Mac based on a custom ARM processor in 2021. Bloomberg says that Apple is working on a range of different chips aimed at future Macs. The first Apple-designed chip will apparently be based on a 5-nanometer fabrication process and feature 12 CPU cores, 8 of which will be high-performance cores and 4 of which will be efficiency cores. Apple's own chips are widely expected to beat Intel's current lineup in performance, and the addition of more cores will certainly help achieve that. Bloomberg goes as far as to say the 12-core chip will be, quote, much faster than the A13 chip currently found in Apple's latest iPhones and iPads. And as benchmarks have shown us, the A13 chip is already faster than a lot of other PCs on the market. For comparison, Apple's entry-level MacBook Air only has 2 cores, and even the mid-range 13-inch MacBook Pro only offers 4 cores. Of course, there are more factors than simply core count that contribute to overall performance, but it's a good sign that Apple's upcoming ARM Macs are going to offer much greater performance than the equivalent Intel machines. Bloomberg goes on to say that Apple is developing multiple different types of Mac chips as part of this transition, with the ultimate goal being to synchronize chip architectures between mobile devices and desktops. Apple's first ARM Mac, according to the report, will be an entry-level MacBook model. And while Apple has ambitions to make ARM chips that can rival the performance of high-end MacBook Pros and iMacs, that won't be possible in 2021. Finally, the report adds that Apple is exploring tools that would enable old apps built for Intel platforms to keep working on the new ARM-based Macs. This would run in something like a compatibility mode. This is something Apple did when it transitioned from PowerPC to Intel chipsets, and it's an important technology to help ease the transition for both users and developers. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.